क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
दिस इज चाइम्स रेडियो ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट।
5 ओशंस, 7 कॉन्टिनेंट्स एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज। इन दिस ज्योग्राफी पॉडकास्ट वी एक्सप्लोर द वर्ल्ड विद आवर लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स। टॉक अबाउट द कंट्रीज, देयर फ्लैग्स एंड लॉट्स मोर।
अ पोर्चुगीज एक्सप्लोरर Pedro da Sintra, who gave this country a name which means Lion Mountains. He called it Serra Leoa, and in present times it's known Sierra Leone. It's a small country in Western Africa, officially known as the Republic of Sierra Leone, and informally it's called Salon. It shares its borders with Liberia to southeast, Guinea to northeast. Its capital is Freetown. Its official languages are English and Creole, and the people living there are called Sierra Leoneans. The capital Freetown historically was a place where the former slaves were rescued and sent back. This country was a British colony till 1961, and that's when it gained its independence. This country is one of the countries in the world which does not have any UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Talking about the wildlife of this country, there is the Otamba Kilimi National Park, which has a diverse wildlife which includes chimpanzees, colobus monkeys and sooty mangabes, and hippos, bongo, buffaloes, forest elephants, antelopes and a lot of species of birds. And there is one national park which is dedicated to chimpanzees. It's called Western Area Peninsula National Park. It was founded in 1995 by a person of Sri Lankan origin. There is an island, Tiwai Island, which is one of the few remaining ancient rainforests in this continent. It's also called Big Island because the entire area is a nature reserve known as the Tiwai Island Wildlife Sanctuary. And one of the main attractions of this entire country, the most famous landmark, is a huge cotton tree, which is located right at the center of the capital city of Freetown. It is said that this tree is over hundreds of years old and has given shelter to a lot of people who wanted to rest in its shade. The highest mountain here is Mount Bintumini, which is known as the king of mountains in this country. This country grows rice, coffee and cacao. They also have poultry and fishing as one of their occupations, and they also indulge in diamond mining, tourism, textiles and petroleum refining. In fact, one of the very hit movies, Blood Diamond, a part of it was shot in this country. Now let's take a look at the flag of Sierra Leone. The flag is a horizontal tricolor. The top stripe is green, middle stripe is white, and the lower stripe is blue in color. So that's the flag of Sierra Leone for us. To know about other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Little Explorers.